Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 25th of March, recording at an early for me 4:50 p.m. British Standard Time. Now, firmer tone in stock markets today here for sure. Now, Asia was a bit more muted, with the exception of Japan. Japan's performance is really quite impressive here right now. The Nikkei was up 165 points of 1.46%, and so that's just shot right back up to the higher side of its little trading range, which is sitting above what looks like just a big platform of support. And that amazing Tokyo Second Section Index, I put charts of these up so you'll see them, has risen for 21 of the last 22 days. Now that might be sort of a warning that things getting overextended, but in my experience, first you have to see a significant loss of momentum in the second section before we start to worry about the topics in Nikkei. And the topics in Nikkei both look capable of breaking up out of their ranges. Now, I hope I'm not seeing this through rose-tinted glasses, because, you know, I bought a couple of days ago, I bought Nikkei futures for a bounce when they'd shown that good tail on the chart encountering support after a early in the day sell-off. And all I was looking for really was sort of what we've now seen, sort of the 350 plus point move, closer to 400 points now on the futures contract. And I thought I'd grab that as a nice little trading profit if I actually got it. But in looking at the chart and other markets, and not least Wall Street in here today, I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe I should hold on to this a little bit longer. So I've placed an in-the-money stop. Now, Hong Kong Hang Seng, that was soft again, down 157 at 12,520. This is oversold, as are a number of other indices, and looking around the world and some of the positions that I know many of us are interested in, for instance, Thailand. Thailand's been easing back down towards that prior support in the sort of 650 area. People are projecting it lower, naturally enough, but it's the decline is very gradual. It's sort of drifting. It's a drifting decline. Now, those can speed up, but it looks to me, the whole overall pattern, I'm trying to say, looks to me more like a consolidation than any kind of major top. So I'm still of the view, which you will see in Chris Roberts' terrific trendline report, I'm still of the view, and this has been my view all along independently of Chris Roberts, that this is just a correction, a bigger correction than we had seen previously. I can't say that it's over, but if Wall Street builds on today's performance, it would provide a little bit more evidence that it was ending. And if Europe built on today's performance, we've got a lot of gains in Europe that are up 1.5%, three of them over 2% right now. Amsterdam, IBEX, Spanish IBEX, the German DAX, all up over 2% as I speak. And the Dow's up 94, the S&P almost 10, and the NASDAQ 35. That's important because the NASDAQ has been really leading on the downside, and I maintain that last year's earlier leaders to give an all clear signal or to indicate that this current reaction phase is over. We'd need to see some pretty clear upward dynamics on the NASDAQ, and I'd like to see it on Thailand and also India. Now, again, they aren't all going to lead all the time, but they have been the cycle's leaders. So if the cycle isn't over, then we should get some upside dynamics to indicate that we were going to get a better rally to go back up and test the highs, with some of the stronger indices moving well into new high ground. And the top candidates there would certainly come from Asia. So I'll want to remain very overweight there. Bond markets not doing much. The U.S. market's down a little bit here, but only 11 ticks. The European bond markets are up just a fraction. Now, a more interesting development here recently, you know, yesterday when Trichet talked about the possibility of lowering interest rates. And you know, one of my themes on currencies is that no central bank in this environment wants a strong currency. And then I've added very quickly in the second sentence that, however, some central banks are willing to do more to prevent a strong currency than others. Now, until very recently, the US Federal Reserve and the Bank of Japan were doing far more to weaken their currencies, whereas in contrast, the ECB was sort of in a somnolent state here, doing absolutely nothing until the alarm bells began to ring when the euro got up to 129 against the US dollar. Subsequently, they've been jawboning fairly aggressively, and I think that Trichet's comment on rates is partly to prevent the euro from picking up again quickly. And so it sold off a lot yesterday, and earlier today it sold down to a low at 120.97, getting perilously close to a little bit of support down there. So there's still no evidence that this reaction for the euro against the dollar is over. And as I say, the ECB is now doing more to prevent its currency from rising. And but we bounced from those levels though. Our euro is currently at 121.79. But this is too difficult a call for me to attempt at this stage. As I've said before, one day I think, right, that's it. Maybe we've seen the dollar rally near its end, or maybe we've seen the euro near its bottom. Putting it the other way around. And then changing my mind the next day. But when I look at the longer term charts, and when I think of the extent of the corrections that often occur once a consistent trend runs out of steam, that would favor a longer ranging pause with a high risk that the euro does move a little bit lower against the dollar still. And certainly no test of the 129 coming for a number of weeks and probably months. So I think we need to think in terms of 3 to 6 months on these medium-term corrections. But that little bit of improvement by the euro against the dollar, and it is a little bit of an only a little bit of an improvement, certainly has helped some of these metal markets to firm. And these are so impressive because they don't come off all that much when the dollar rallies now. So they're gradually, well, they haven't uncoupled, but they're loosening that tie to the US dollar, and the moves are really clear against all other currencies now. So we've currently got gold up $2 at 417.50. It's not a bad performance. The one where I've got my big position, the palladium, is at 289. That's up 70 cents here today, and that's off a low of 282. And I'll just put up my metals page and we look at a few of these. Industrial metals. Industrial metals getting some consolidation in here. Now, mind you, some of those had accelerated, like the tin, that's down 155 in here today, and the nickel is off a bit here as well. So they're mostly softer. Copper is down. So really, with the exception of tin, which had accelerated upwards over the last 3 weeks, and somewhat to my chagrin, because that's the one I wanted to be in most, these are really still in a ranging type of pattern. But it looks like, but these are small overall consolidations, certainly so far, and I see no evidence that they're going to become much larger, although that is a risk. The one that was much larger, that was nickel, and it shows signs that it has actually bottomed in here. Now, what about the grains that I also hold? And the soybeans, they're firmer in here today. Up 10 cents to 10.33 and a half. You know that drama, they moved up, I think, gosh, what was it, 12 days in a row it might have been, or it certainly was a considerable string. I haven't got the chart under my nose to count them again. And then I warned that dock strike in Brazil, those things only run for a very short term period, and we see a reaction once that was settled, and the news was yesterday that that was being settled, and because we had a sharp reaction, but not all that far. They're 30 cents off the high, soybeans today. So I'm hoping that we don't get sort of a self-feeding triggering of very tight stops and accelerated profit taking to push down and trigger my level. It's not under threat here at the moment. And corn, similarly, that had a big hit yesterday, but now it's unchanged in here today at 309.5. Basically, these both still look as if they could go higher, but as I've said all along, they're strictly weather punts. And soybeans is the better story of the two because there is a shortage and a backwardation there. The more exciting stories are in metals, and that really can run for quite some time, although when the dollar does rally, if the dollar does rally further against the euro and the yen, that would that would be a little bit of a headwind for the metals. But that's about it. Supply and elasticity remains the very big theme as far as I'm concerned. And oil prices, I believe, are unchanged in here today. Now, I'm wrong on that. The oil prices are softer, down at 35.75 on the spot rate. So that's looking up at July now, where I have a position that certainly will have come off. And 34.55, so it's backed away from that. It's down 109 in here. So I'm a little bit under the water here, having bought that at, I think, at 35.85. And it's backed away from that 36 level on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm just looking at the chart right now on six occasions. I wouldn't want to see it come back much further. That would begin to damage this short-term upward trend that we see right now. Now, more importantly for us all, if oil does come down, that would be better for the global economy, and that would feed through to many sectors of the stock market, although not the energy sector, presumably. Okay, this is still a choppy environment overall. We have to be careful. I think that the risks are high. I don't want to get too overextended in these markets. And I noticed in my last three trades, which were relatively small compared to positions that I will build up on occasion, and that's my euro yen position, and then the crude oil position. Well, those first two are trading at losses in here currently. Not big losses, fortunately, but nevertheless, it shows that it suggests to me that it's a little bit more difficult, which is hardly surprising in this choppy environment, to pick these things. And it's the Nikkei so far that's behaving best. But I've only had that for 3 days. As I sign off here, the Dow's up 102 points. Have an excellent evening.